Cake is a village on Kuprinoff Island, around 100 miles southeast of Juneau. It gets its power from diesel generators, which makes it expensive. Officials have been looking for alternatives for years. The most likely option at this point is a small hydroelectric project using water from nearby Gunnock Creek.
It is shovel-ready.
Jody Mitchell is CEO and general manager of the Inside Passage Electric Cooperative. It also runs systems in Hoonah, Angoon, Clukwan, and the Chilkat Valley. Mitchell says Gunnock Creek, if built, will be the third such project for its communities. Two more are on the list.
We have an opportunity with these hydro projects to fix a problem and completely get ourselves off diesel.
Gunnock Creek is ready to be built, but it's been stalled for several years. Now, it's included in the governor's spending plan for the next budget year. The nearly $4 million isn't enough to complete all the work, but it's a solid start. Mitchell hopes to get additional funding through a federal grant. She says the cooperative could also borrow the remaining $3 million. Cake is represented in the state Senate by Bert Stedman, a Sitka Republican. He supports construction, but sees some issues.
My concern with this project is that we build, for instance, Gunnock Creek, but it's on a postage stamp rate amongst other communities, and I'm not sure how much the other communities, including Cake, are going to see their utility rate impacted.
The rate is based on the average of costs for all of the electric cooperative's customers. That means Cake will only see some of the benefits of cheaper electricity, but Mitchell says customers there will still pay lower bills.
I believe now that the economics of that, even if we were to borrow the money, would still result in a small rate reduction for our consumers, our member owners.
For years, officials hoped Cake's needs would be met by a new 60-mile power line to Petersburg. That would connect to a regional grid linked to two large hydro projects. The line and an accompanying road have been studied intensely, and it has some of the permits it needs, but it's been shelved because the tens of millions of dollars it would cost isn't there. The power line project recently lost a $2 million grant from the Alaska Energy Authority, and some on the hydro agency that held that grant hoped the money could be spent on Gunnock Creek or another project in the region. Energy Authority spokeswoman Katie Conway says that's not how it works.
The Gunnock Creek project is not connected at all to the Cake-Petersburg intertie. It is unique. The project was high enough on the list through the solicitation process and the project and the application vetting process required in order for projects to get funding.
Gunnock Creek will use a dam built last decade to provide water to Cake. The structure was also designed to be used for a hydro project. Mitchell says it needs a 2,100-foot penstock or large pipe to carry water down to the generators. She says they'll provide more than half of Cake's electricity. The rest will come from its diesel power plant, which was recently upgraded to be more efficient. The penstock will also provide water for the local hatchery. That was purchased last spring by a regional aquaculture association based in Sitka. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.